good, or was it?
It was amazing.
Was it? Oh, that's a relief.
It was, yeah. I thought that too. I was just
you don't
like,
want to have a really rubbish one and then have to sit there and think.
So pretend it's good.
That was interesting. Hey, that was very interesting. Who produced that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But he was super humble about it as well.
So, Leanne, my daughter is 5 and a half. She won a some weird competition at her school, which meant that she could become a member of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust.
Okay.
She was absolutely jazzed. And she came home. That's she was amazing. Like, I'm a member of the... And later that night, when I was reading her a story, she said, Dad, you know what I want to be when I grow up? I said, I don't know. She said, I want to be three things. I want to be, one, a member of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which I am. Two, I want to be a pop star. And three, I want to be a vet.
I love her ambition.
Yeah. But she's very excited about the whole idea of being a pop star and wanted to ask a couple of questions. Let's see.
Okay. Has she made these questions?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
lovely.
See if I can find them. I'll
five
edit them
and a half.
After the fact.
Being a pop star. Is it hard when you're on stage and there's hundreds of people in front of you and you get really nervous? I know that you have to dress up in lots of different kinds of clothes and go to different countries. It just... Can you give me some information about how to be a pop star?
So, that is amazing.
So that's three questions there. Do you get nervous when you go up in front of hundreds of people?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like wearing lots of different clothes and going to different countries? And could you give her some information about how she can become a pop star or being a pop star?
How to be a pop star.
Yeah.
I wish I knew. But
so nerves, first of all.
Nerves.
Let me start by saying that I watched you on Jules Holland.
Yes.
In, when was that, 2011? After your EP, first EP, Lost and Found, came out.
You are good.
I've done, I read some things. And I must say, my heart was in my mouth for you.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Because you played solo, right? Or was someone
I
backing
did.
You up?
No, I had the spot I always dreamt of having on Jules, if I was ever on Jules, was the solo in the middle of the floor. So it was just me and guitar that time.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good job. And I was searching your face for some trace of nerves.
Yeah.
You know, like a little twitch of the eye or a little sadness.
No, well, I couldn't...
But I couldn't see any. You looked completely composed.
Thank you.
Did you feel that way?
No. No. It was terrifying. Like the first time singing in front of anyone ever. Except by that point I had some practice at performing to an audience,
yeah.
But this time I don't know, cuz I was so excited about it and it was like a huge milestone and a huge break it turned out to be. I was just like, I don't know, I just really didn't want to make a mistake, so we did it. But it was all very sudden, you know. There are loads of other things going on and you wait around a little bit and then suddenly you're thrust up there. There's like five guys putting the equipment together and then you have to do it. And there was a live performance as well, so we just did it live on TV.
And how long did you know that you were going to be on the show for before you went on?
2 weeks.
Not that long.
Not long.
So were those weeks fun and exciting or filled with dread and misery?
No. Boringly, they were really fun and exciting.
Right. That's not boring. I admire it. And it's nice to talk to someone who has that attitude to these things. Because my attitude has always been... the opposite. I've said before that if my Native American name would be Falls at Hurdles.
Good one.
Because I don't know. As soon as I get the impression that something is important or mm-hmm. could be really useful or great exposure or could take me to some kind of mystical next level,
yeah.
I fuck it up. You know what I mean? Like I do a shit job because my nerves get the better of me.
Yeah, yeah. That has happened though.
Has it?
Yeah. In the past, like... I used to sing and then like just be shaking. My whole body would be shaking. Therefore, my voice would shake and it would be like weird to watch, I imagine.
Yeah.
But then I just did as much of it as possible. And I think I've played to many types of crowd as well. So by that point, but it was still like nothing I'd ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to just smile and not fall over.
So that's good. I mean, that's mm-hmm. an important piece of the puzzle. You don't want to be crippled by nerves because then you've picked the wrong job.
No.
Listen, I would love it if you... Would you be all right to play a song before we conclude?
I would be honoured. What kind of thing do you want? Do you want a fast one? Or actually, forget it. I've decided.
All right, yeah. So what are we going
to... I've got you first.
Are you going to play guitar and sing?
Yes.
It's musical performance time on the podcast.
Go studio.
So...
We're running.
This song is called Grow, and it's Leanne Le Havas and Chris Stagger on bass.
I resisted the charms of evil's arms as she stood by my bedside speaking in tongues, and the lovers who cried won't be denied as they fight for their right to grow, to grow. Please don't turn us down, don't turn us down. Turn up for love, turn up and watch us sing as we grow. The future we don't know, no, unless we're together, together. Future we don't know, no, unless we're together. I requested to know what I did wrong, 'cause I sure didn't mean to string you along. But the blood in my body and my heartbeat, it said it's to feel a crime, a crime. Please don't turn us down, won't be turned down. Turn, 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 turn. Turn up for love, turn up and watch us sing as we grow. The future we don't. We're together, together. Turn up for love, turn up and watch us sing as we grow. The future we don't know, no, unless we do it together. Turn up for love. Watch us sing as we grow.
I love it. This song is so great. It's so wonderful. I love it. It was great.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank
Yay.
You. Thank you very much.
Nice one. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
Woo!
Thank you so much, Leanne.
Thank you.
Thank
you for coming. This is so cool.
It works now. I had to practice it.
Wow, that was just great.
Right, should we have a beer?
Let's have a beer.
Would you like a beer?
No! No, 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 no! No! No, 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 no! 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 No!
All right? Of course I'm not going to have a beer, Chris Stagger on bass. I'm cycling. I have a pink fold-up Brompton, and I have to cycle from Leighton back to King's Cross, St. Pancras. So, of course, I am not going to do that under the influence of a beer drink or five beers. For goodness sake. Anyway, Leanne Le Havas there playing her song Grow with Chris Dagger, the beer peddler, the beer pusher, on bass. And I was pretty pleased with the way it turned.